Turn in your Bibles to Matthew 24.
Vamos a abrir el libro de Mateo, capítulo 24.
And I want us to read the first 8 verses of Matthew 24.
Y quiero que leamos los primeros 8 versículos de ese capítulo.
And I'll give the title of the message in a moment.
Ahí en un momento voy a dar el título del mensaje.
Beginning at verse 1. It reads this way. Jesus departed from the temple and was leaving when his disciples came to show him the temple buildings.
Jesús salió del templo mientras caminaba, se le encontraron sus discípulos y les mostraron los edificios del templo.
Jesus answered them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down."
Pero él les dijo, "Ven todo esto, les aseguro que no quedará piedra sobre piedra, pero pues todo será derribado."
As he sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?"
Más tarde estaba Jesús sentado en el monte de Olivos. Cuando llegaron los discípulos, le preguntaron en privado, "¿Cuándo sucederá esto? ¿Y cuál será la señal de tu venida y del fin del mundo?"
And Jesus answered them, "Take heed that no one deceives you."
Tengan cuidado de que nadie los engañe, les advirtió Jesús.
"For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and will deceive many."
Vendrán muchos que usando mi nombre dirán, "Yo soy el Cristo," y engañarán a muchos.
"You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must happen, but the end is not yet."
Ustedes oirán de guerras y de rumores, rumores de guerras, pero procuren no alarmarse. Es necesario que esto suceda, pero no será todavía el fin.
"For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and epidemics and earthquakes in various places."
Se levantarán nación contra nación y reino contra reino. Habrá hambre y terremotos, pero por todas partes. Todo esto será apenas el comienzo de los dolores.
"And these are all the beginning of sorrows." And let's read that one more time, Brother Jaime. "All these are the beginning of sorrows."
Nuevamente dice, todo esto será apenas el comienzo de los dolores.
And that's what I want to speak with you on this morning.
Esto quiero hablar esta mañana.
The beginning of sorrows.
El comienzo del dolor.
The beginning of sorrows.
El comienzo del dolor.
I'm going to pray. Lord, I ask that you would anoint your word this morning. I pray that you would help me to speak your word, your very heart today. And I pray that most of all, that Lord Jesus, you would make these words to come alive in every one of our hearts and our lives. Lord, I ask for the anointing. I ask for the enablement of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that, Lord, you would speak through your word to every one of our hearts. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen and amen. The beginning of sorrows. As we were talking about a little bit earlier in the Sunday school lesson, we were learning about the fact that Jesus is coming back. And for the child of God, it is something we look forward to. There's a longing in our hearts to see Jesus face to face. And I am thankful to God that He is coming back. But as we read in the Scriptures,
pero en lo que leemos en nuestras escrituras,
we read about things that will trouble us.
Leemos acerca de las cosas que nos, preocupan.
And I can imagine that the disciples are troubled.
Y puedo imaginarme que los discípulos están igualmente preocupados.
In the beginning of Matthew 24,
ahí en el principio del capítulo 24,
the disciples are talking to Jesus about the beauty of the temple.
Los discípulos están hablando a Jesús acerca de la belleza del templo.
They're looking at the way that it's built, its strength, its glory. They say that the way that Herod beautified the temple.
Dicen que la forma que Herod construyó ese templo.
That he built it with limestone and covered it with limestone.
Lo construyó con una piedra hermosa.
And that stone, when the sun hit it, reflected in the day.
Y esa piedra que lo construyó, cuando el sol le pegaba, reflectaba mucho.
And depending how you looked at the temple in the time of day,
dependiendo de cómo usted miraba ese templo y el día,
it would give the appearance that the temple and the buildings were glowing in the sun.
Parecía que esa piedra brillaba.
And the disciples are impressed. And they begin to talk to Jesus and say, look at the beauty of the temple, Lord. And then Jesus responds with some words that I'm sure they didn't expect. He says, do you see all these things? He says, truly I'm telling you that there is coming a day when not one stone will be left upon another. That all those stones will come down. Can you imagine if you were one of the disciples? And all of a sudden, Jesus kind of burst your bubble. I mean, they're saying, look how beautiful it is, Lord. Jerusalem and the temple in all its glory. We're sitting with you, the Messiah. Look at the way it looks. And then Jesus says, it's all coming down. And so they're probably wondering, what's going on, Lord? So they end up gathered together on the Mount of Olives. And just like you or I would have done, they come to him and ask him privately, if that's true, when is it going to be? And what will be the sign of your coming? And of the end of the age? Would you have asked that question too? We would have done the same thing, right? And so Jesus begins to recount to them many, many different things that will come upon the earth. And if we were to step back into history, if a time machine was truly real, and all of us here in Center Assembly of God could go into that time machine, and we would, you know, put on the time thing, take us through history to see all that has occurred. We would begin to see that many things have happened to the earth since this time. We would begin to see how that the early church went through some very awful trials. Yet in the midst of all those trials, the church was triumphant.
Y aún así, en esas tribulaciones, la iglesia fue triunfante.
When Rome tried to destroy the church,
cuando Roma trató de destruir la iglesia,
later on, about 300 AD,
después de ese tiempo, como a los 300 años,
the majority of the Roman Empire was now Christianized.
La mayoría de los romanos fueron cristianos.
This came on the heels of 10 great persecutions of the church.
Esto pasó en 10 persecuciones que sucedieron.
The church has had its times of glory.
La iglesia tuvo sus tiempos de gloria.
And it's had its times of trial.
Y sus tiempos de tribulación.
But the church continues.
Pero la iglesia continúa.
And here we are in 2020.
Estamos aquí ahora en 2020.
And we're living in some very perilous times.
Estamos viviendo en unos tiempos muy paralelos a eso.
There's a lot of things happening in our world that brings question marks to our own hearts.
Muchas cosas que están sucediendo en nuestro mundo que nos hacen esas preguntas.
And those disciples asked Jesus, "What is the sign of your coming?"
Los discípulos le preguntan a Jesús, ¿cuáles son las señales de tu venida?
And of the end of the world.
Y del fin del mundo.
And he begins to warn them first.
Y él empieza a decirles primeramente
about deception.
De la decepción.
Deception will come.
Decepción va a venir.
False teachers.
Falsos profetas.
Those that would claim to be of Christ.
Esos que dicen decir que son de Cristo.
And he says, beware of those.
Pero les dice que estén atentos.
Because deception will be on the rise.
Estén listos porque esa decepción va a estar ahí.
Deception has come to the church.
La decepción ha venido a la iglesia.
In the early church.
A la iglesia principiante.
Even with the early apostles.
Hasta con los discípulos en ese tiempo.
Wolves began to creep into the church.
Los lobos empiezan a meterse en la iglesia.
False teaching came in.
La falsa palabra empezó a entrar.
Some of them were known as Gnostic teachers.
Uno de ellos fueron conocidos como
Gnostics.
Gnostics. Gnósticos.
And these taught error.
Y ellos enseñaron errores.
They claimed to be of the truth.
Ellos se dieron a conocer como ellos estaban dando la verdad.
But weren't.
Pero no estaban enseñando la verdad.
And this has continued throughout time until today.
Y esto se ha continuado hasta estos tiempos.
But I believe that we are living in the latter days.
Pero yo creo que estamos viviendo en los últimos tiempos.
And I believe that there will be a rise of false teaching in these latter days.
Creo que va a haber una temporada donde se va a crecer los discípulos.
And like we talked about last Sunday.
Como hablamos el domingo pasado.
We need to get back into the Word of God.
Nosotros tenemos que aprender la palabra de Dios.
We need to seek the Lord now like we've never done before.
Necesitamos aprender a buscar a Dios como nunca lo hemos buscado.
Because he has warned that deception will come.
Porque él nos avisó de la decepción que va a venir.
How do we discern between the false and the true?
¿Cómo sabemos nosotros entre la verdad y la mentira?
It's by being so much involved with the truth.
Es de cómo involucrar nosotros con la verdad.
That when the error comes,
cuando venga la mentira,
we can discern it.
Podamos discernir.
The way that the banker in the bank,
así como el banquero lo hace en el banco,
the way that they discern between true money and false money,
y así como ellos saben la verdad entre el dinero falso y el dinero verdadero,
is by touching and handling true money,
es por tocarlo y sentirlo,
that when they feel it differently, they know it's not true.
Cuando agarran algo falso y lo sienten, saben que es falso.
It's a counterfeit.
Que es algo mentira.
We need to know the Word of God.
Nosotros sabemos, necesitamos saber la palabra de Dios.
And we need to know our Lord.
Necesitamos saber nuestro Señor.
And we need to walk hand in hand with the Lord.
Necesitamos caminar mano con él.
But there in verse 6, he says something interesting.
Pero en el versículo 6 dice algo muy interesante.
Says you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Dice que ustedes oirán de guerras y de rumores de guerras.
But he says don't be troubled when you hear it.
Dice, no te preocupes al oír eso.
For these things must happen, but the end isn't yet.
Porque esto es necesario que suceda, pero no será todavía el fin.
Wars and rumors of wars.
Guerras y rumores de guerras.
Have happened from the time of the apostles until now.
Han pasado desde el tiempo de los discípulos hasta ahora.
Our younger generation,
nuestra generación joven de estos tiempos,
hasn't really felt this like previous generations.
No ha sentido eso como las generaciones pasadas.
Those that are known as millennials or generation X, Y, or Z.
Esos que son conocidos como la generación millennials o X,
I'm not talking about the boomers.
No estoy hablando de los boomers.
The baby boomers.
Yes.
That's a new word out there for the young people, boomers. The boomers. Our younger generation has only known war in the Middle East.
Nuestra generación joven solamente sabe la guerra allá en el
And we're only hearing just recently that a lot of it was probably a waste of time.
Que todo fue, a lo mejor, tiempo perdido.
But our younger generation doesn't really know war.
Pero nuestra generación joven no sabe exactamente lo que es guerra.
So those of us that were born in the 70s and raised in the 80s,
esos que nacimos en el 70 y fuimos criados en el 80,
remember hints of what was called the Cold War.
Tenemos un poco de entendimiento de lo que fue la guerra fría.
There was the threat of an impending invasion from Russia.
Hubo un ataque de la ciudad del país de Rusia.
And there was just this constant fear, can it happen in our day?
Y había este temor constante de la guerra que iba a crecer.
You go just a little bit back and you have the Vietnam War.
Un poquito más atrás de eso y tuvimos la guerra de Vietnam.
You go a little bit back and then you have Korean War.
Después de Vietnam.
Antes
de Vietnam tuvimos la guerra de Corea.
Then you go a little further back, you have World War II.
Y después de eso la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
Go a little bit further back, you have World War I.
Antes de eso la guerra mundial, Primera Guerra Mundial.
There has been the threat of wars and rumors of wars.
Ha habido muchos señales de guerras y rumores de guerras.
Isn't that true? But now, with recently, just this past week,
pero ahora, la semana pasada,
there was that attack on the Iranian embassy.
Hubo un ataque en la embajada de Irán.
And in response, this Iranian general has been killed.
Y en eso sucedió que un general de ahí fue matado.
And all of a sudden, everyone's afraid of war.
Y de repente todos.
And rumors of war.
De los rumores que se hacen.
I'm not here to say that we're going into war.
No estoy aquí para decirte que vamos a ir a la guerra.
But I'm here to say that the signs of the times are upon us. And we need to be awake today.
Necesitamos despertar.
We're living in perilous times.
Estamos viviendo unos tiempos paralelos.
And what we're seeing is some of this happening.
Y lo que estamos viendo, que una de estas cosas está pasando.
Verse 7 says, for nation will rise against nation.
En el versículo 7 dice que se levantará nación contra nación.
And kingdom against kingdom.
Y reino contra reino.
There will be famines, epidemics, and earthquakes in various places.
Habrán hambres, terremotos por todas partes.
Now we don't have to be extra or watching the news all the time. But you can't tell me a lot of these things are not happening today. I mean, Australia is on fire right now. There's a lot of things happening, isn't there? Now, I'm not saying this to scare you. But what has come to my heart,
pero lo que ha venido a mi corazón,
is the reality of the times that we truly are living in.
Es la realidad de los tiempos que estamos viviendo.
I'm with you.
Yo estoy contigo.
I want everything to continue like it is.
Yo quiero que todo continúe de la manera que está.
I don't want to think of hard times coming.
Yo no quiero pensar de los tiempos duros que van a venir.
I want everything to function as it has.
Quiero que todo funcione de la forma que está funcionando.
But if the Bible is true,
pero si la Biblia es verdad,
the Scripture says that these are the beginning of sorrows.
La Escritura dice que esos son los principios del dolor.
And if you know anything about sorrows,
si tú conoces algo del dolor,
it's not joys.
No es algo agradable.
And so that means that we need to be a people that are prepared.
So, eso quiere decir que tenemos que ser gente que esté preparada.
We need to be watching and waiting.
Tenemos que estar mirando y esperando.
Jesus is coming back.
Jesús viene otra vez.
But before his return,
pero antes de que él venga,
there will be trouble sometimes.
Van a haber dolores.
The scripture says after verse 8.
Ahí la escritura después del versículo 8 dice así.
That we will be hated for Jesus' sake.
Que nosotros vamos a ser.
We will be hated for Jesus' sake.
Nosotros vamos a ser odiados por Jesús.
Christianity is getting more and more hated by the day.
Los cristianos han sido más odiados y cada día. Cada vez que pasa más, somos más odiados.
When you look at what's happening within the political world,
cuando nosotros nos estamos y vemos lo que está pasando políticamente,
and you see what's happening with the far left, like they say,
y nos fijamos lo que está pasando así como dice la gente en la izquierda,
the liberals, the progressives,
los liberales, los progresivos,
those that want to be inclusive instead of exclusive,
los que quieren ser inclusivos instead of exclusivos,
they're looking at those that believe in the Bible,
miran a esos que creen en la Biblia,
as those that need to be silenced,
como esas personas que tienen que tener silencio.
Close their doors.
Que les tenemos que cerrar las puertas.
Don't let their sermons be heard online.
No dejen que hagan sus sermones en internet.
And ultimately, their desire is to rid the world of Christianity.
Últimamente, el deseo de ellos es acabar con el cristianismo.
Are you serious, Pastor?
¿Está hablando en serio, Pastor?
I mean, it sounds like you're just promoting a conspiracy theory.
Parece que nomás está promoviendo una conspiración.
The scripture says that this mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
La escritura dice que este misterio ya está sucediendo.
The time and this world is being prepared for the emergence of the Antichrist.
Los tiempos de este mundo ahora nos está preparando para un mundo sin Dios.
The Antichrist will come out into the open.
Donde el anticristo va a venir al abierto.
When this world is in chaos.
Este mundo esté en desperdicio.
When this world is asking, what's going on? Who has the answers?
Cuando el mundo esté preguntando qué está pasando y quién tiene la respuesta.
Then will rise this man who has all the answers.
Entonces, es cuando se va a levantar este hombre que tiene todas las respuestas.
And the scripture says the whole world will wander after this individual.
La escritura dice que todo el mundo va a seguir a este individuo.
How can the Antichrist rise?
Pero ¿cómo puede esta persona, el anticristo, levantarse?
I'm here to tell you that this world is quickly moving into that phase.
Yo estoy aquí para decirte que este mundo está muy rápidamente siguiendo ese camino.
And what we're seeing in the world today,
y lo que estamos viendo en este mundo ahora,
is the beginning of sorrows.
Es el principio del dolor.
I'm not trying to make you afraid.
No estoy queriendo asustarte.
But we've got to preach the whole Bible.
Pero tenemos que predicar toda la Biblia.
And we as God's people need to be ready.
Y nosotros como hijos de Dios tenemos que estar listos.
We've got to have our lights burning.
Tenemos que tener nuestras vidas quemando.
Oil in our lamps.
Tenemos que tener aceite en nuestras lámparas.
Prepared and ready for the soon coming of Jesus Christ.
Listos y preparados para la venida de Jesús.
And as we see these things happening in the world,
que nosotros vemos estas cosas pasando en el mundo.
We don't need to be afraid.
No tenemos que tener miedo.
But like the scripture says,
pero así como dice la escritura,
what we need to do is look up.
Lo que tenemos que hacer es mirar para arriba.
For our redemption is drawing near.
Nuestra redención se está acercando.
And so we don't need to be afraid like the world.
No tenemos que tener miedo como el mundo.
What we need to be is a people that are watching and ready for His coming.
Lo que tenemos que hacer es estar mirando, estar listos para la venida.
And so when you're watching what's going on in the world through the news,
cuando estás mirando lo que está pasando en las noticias,
don't be afraid.
No tengas miedo.
Rather be encouraged.
Pero ten ánimo.
That Jesus is soon coming.
Que Jesús va a venir muy rápido.
It's not going to be forever.
No va a ser para siempre.
It's going to be quick.
Va a ser rápido.
But we need to hold on to Jesus.
Pero tenemos que agarrarnos de Jesús.
The enemy wants to deter us.
El enemigo quiere distraernos.
He wants to stop us.
Quiere pararnos.
But we need to run to Jesus now like never before.
Pero ahora nosotros tenemos que correr a Jesús más que nunca.
It's a brand new year.
Es un año nuevo.
We don't know what's ahead of us in 2020.
No sabemos lo que va a pasar en este año 2020.
All these rumors,
todos estos rumores,
might just be that, rumors of war.
O sea, que es todo lo que sea, rumores, ¿no?
This year could be the greatest year of our lives.
Puede que este año sea el mejor año de nuestras vidas.
But let's put Jesus first through it all.
Pero tenemos que poner a Jesús primeramente.
We don't know what's coming down the road.
No sabemos lo que va a pasar.
But let's put Jesus in the midst of it all.
Pero vamos a poner a Jesús en medio de todo.
Acknowledging Him in all of our ways.
Reconociéndolo y sabiendo de todos sus caminos.
But we must understand,
pero tenemos que entender,
that the Lord has given this to us,
que Dios nos ha dado esto a nosotros,
to give us a hint as to what is coming.
Que nos ha dado un, una clave de lo que va a pasar.
So that we can know it and so that we can be ready. Amen?
Para que nosotros sabemos, entendamos y caminemos en.
Amen. God wants to help you.
Dios quiere ayudarte.
The Holy Spirit dwells within you.
El Espíritu de Dios vive en ti.
He wants to help us through all that we face.
Él quiere ayudarte en todo lo que pasa.
He's not left us alone.
No te va a dejar solo.
The Holy Spirit is here to help.
El Espíritu de Dios está aquí para ayudar.
And so even though it may be the beginning of sorrows,
aunque sea el principio de dolores,
God wants to do something in and through you,
Dios quiere hacer algo por ti,
that will draw many people to Christ.
Para que acerques más gente a su camino.
The darker it gets,
lo más oscuro que se haga,
the brighter the light becomes.
La luz se va a notar más.
Amen. Amen. And so be encouraged. Let's be ready for Jesus. Amen. And let's live for Him now. Let's stand.